This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we studied Isaiah 43, 1 through 4, where the prophet promises Israel a Savior. As he does so, there are some provisions made that I believe we as believers in Jesus Christ can claim. Like Israel, we were created and formed by God. He also summoned us by name and redeemed us. Like them, we can look back in our lives and remember how God has intervened when we felt as though our difficulties would sweep over us and drown us. We don't know the future, but God has given us the promise that He would never leave us or forsake us. God gives us the same reason for protection and providing for us as He guides us in His will. Listen again to His words. You are precious and honored in my sight. I love you. How precious am I to God? Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." Christ gave everything so that you would be rich. How has he honored me? Listen to Ephesians 2:6. "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." Hebrews 2:11 says, "Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers." How much does he love me? Again, Paul put it eloquently in Galatians 2:20, "I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You are precious, honored, and loved by God. Believe it.